Welcome to Will It Game, the podcast about pitching crappy board games from one board family. I'm your host, Ryan Gutowski, joined today, as always, by...
Rick White. You know, Ryan, I'm going to yawn a lot. It's late, man, and I'm very sleepy. But, you know, I'm ready to bring my B-minus game. Not my A game, but my B-minus game, I'd say.
I might have a chance to win that, yes.
It usually happens anyway, so we'll see how things could change.
Yeah, so we actually have two guest judges on today's show. It's Lena Scandalakis and Zach Moore. I'm going to leave my mess up in there.
Yeah.
So that you guys are the creators of Zero Inbox. Tell us about it.
Zero Inbox is a corporate parody party board game where you try to screw over your coworkers in order to clear out your inbox before they can. It is meant to be a very simple, easy to pick up and play 15-minute party board game that we're hoping to launch on Kickstarter later this year. We've taken it around to a few conventions now, gotten some good feedback on it, tightened up the experience a bit. Anything else you want to add, Lena?
Yeah, if you want to hear about when we're launching on Kickstarter, you can follow us on all of our social platforms, Zero Inbox. The first O is a zero. Or you can go to our website and look up our newsletter. It's zeroinboxgame.com. And you can hear about all of our fabulous office humor on all of our social platforms and any new experiences that we have with our game.
Very cool. Rick actually met you guys at MomoCon in Atlanta this past year. And so that's really cool. I'm excited to learn more about it. I saw the video. It looks really neat. And that cool, funny board game experience, party game experience is right up our alley. So,
excellent.
Rick,
thank you.
Why don't you pitch first?
Yes, Ryan. And would you like to tell the listeners what our theme is for the week?
Yes. So because we're trying to clear out our inboxes in Zero Inbox, we are going with the theme of the mundane. So both of these game pitches are going to be mundane things that we turn into.
Yes, let's make them exciting. All right. So I'm a teacher by trade. And if I was thinking about what is like the most mundane thing I do, and the most mundane thing I could do is would be to grade multiple choice tests. So my game is called Make the Grade. And in this game, you're going to be working with a partner to grade tests. Could anything be more mundane? Maybe clearing an inbox, I don't know. This is a real-time partner game, kind of like Pit Crew, it reminds me a little bit. An answer sheet is going to be placed in the middle of the table so that everybody can see it. The answer sheet will change from round to round. And then each team is going to have a stack of cards that have a student's test on it. Once somebody says go, the top card is flipped for each deck, and that team has to work together to grade the paper. So one person in the partnership has check marks, one person in the partnership has X's. And so you very quickly have to put down a check mark or an X card to grade the paper. And so you have a stack of marks to grade it, and you'll check to make sure it was graded accurately to earn points. First team to finish grabs the first place marker, second team grabs second, etc. And you kind of see how many papers that you graded accurately, and then if you got them all, you get the bonus for the order in which you finished. The winning team at the end of a round, or any team that got all of their tests done correctly, will get an extra paper to grade in the next round. I'm also experimenting with some Kickstarter exclusives, some stretch goals, where you could have some power-ups that you earn to help yourselves or harm another team. So maybe like a clear or like kind of translucent card that you can put on top of them, on top of an answer sheet so that it's hard to read the test paper. Maybe somebody forgets to put their name on the paper, and so they have to grade the test, but it's not worth any points. Still working on some of those stretch goals. But anyway, we'll play this game over four rounds, and the team with the most graded tests wins, and that is Make the Grade.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's
so fun. Lena, Zach, what do you guys think?
Is it mundane?
That's an interesting concept. Yeah, it's definitely, it hits the theme real hard of mundane. That is definitely a menial and somewhat thankless task, so I appreciate where it's coming from. I think it's also interesting that you made it kind of a team game. That's a fun slant on it to kind of have pairs all working together.
Well, that's how I grade all of my tests. I sit next to another teacher, we put it in front of us, and one of us says the correct things and the other one says what we did wrong. That's how we all do it, actually. They teach you that in school.
That's why you went to college.
Excellent. Yeah, no, that's it's kind of interesting because in that case, then it's also sort of informing on how the process actually works.
Yeah.
Which is always a sweet bonus, I think, in making a mundane game like that. that's a neat concept, especially having to go for like the kind of speed and accuracy sort of combo. I like that.
I particularly liked the Kickstarter add-ons and ways to kind of mess with other players, I guess, because our game particularly allows us to mess with other players. So it's more fun in that respect, and it adds a lot more mechanics to the game as opposed to just making it more about speed. There's different levels of combination, so you can add all of those different things in there, and I think that's really fun. And so finding a way to add more of those into the game would be even more fun.
Yeah, and as we all know, grading tests is a competitive thing. Like, I go into other teachers' rooms, and I just spill pasta sauce all over their tests. They'd be like, oops, looks like you're going to have a mess to clean up. Like, that's pretty much how it goes.
Love it.
That's good. All right. Well, I've got a pretty mundane task.
Excellent. That's
about reading books. It's called Read This Book. It's a party game for 5 to 8 players, and it has players building out a story using groupings of words that can make some pretty hilarious combinations. Players are given 5 cards to start the game. Then going around the table, players are adding to the story. Now, you've got some restrictions. You can only add a card to the end of the current story or insert it directly behind the previous card. After playing a card, you draw a new one from the deck. After you go around the table twice, you finish the round. The initial player has to draw a card off the reader deck, and this deck will tell the player how they have to read this communal book that has just been created by these players. You'll have to read the book like characters like Christopher Walken and Robert De Niro, William Shatner, maybe Kristen Wiig, Napoleon Dynamite or Lucille Ball, Morgan Freeman. Those are some of the people that you're going to find in that reader deck. And then what happens is at the end of the round, players each rate the reader on a scale of 1 to 5 using tokens and adding the total to the score sheet at the end. This game is called Read This Book.
Wow. Yeah, that's a fun, like, kind of collaborative storytelling game. With the added hook of getting to judge all your friends on their impression skills. Yeah, I could see that being pretty fun to play in a especially like a writing circle or like a comedy improv type group of people.
The theater kids will love it.
Oh God, yeah, they go nuts.
Oh, definitely.
Ryan, I almost want to challenge you because I feel like I find the list of people very interesting. To test the family friendliness, I kind of almost want to stop the podcast, make you ask Kendall who these people are, because I feel like she's going to say, I don't know who any of these people are, when it comes to the people that we have to read as.
She knows Napoleon Dynamite.
Well, there we go. End of list. Maybe Morgan Freeman, if she heard his voice, she'd be like, I know that voice. That'll work.
That's the voice of God.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. That penguin movie, right?
Yeah, penguin movie.
So. Yeah, but the kids love love Lucille Ball and William Shatner. It's their two of their favorites.
So hot these days.
Well, you think about iconic voices. These are people. Yeah.
Yes. Well, I think
or voices. I guess.
Yeah, Ryan, you need to.
This is a little bit of a.
You need to throw in a Cardi B. A Kanye West. Let's see. You know, we gotta update this. You know what? I teach high school, Ryan. I'll take care of that part for you. I'm hip. I'm cool. Okay, I'm down with it. You know,
he knows what the kids like.
Just add all those names. I don't know if you guys have seen those new direct insurance commercials. Tanya Harding, Fat Joe, and Johnny Manziel are representatives for Direct Insurance. You have to watch these. These are amazing
and
commercials.
Why not do it right now while we're in the middle of recording?
Please don't.
Oh, no, don't do that.
Oh, okay. Yeah, not. Let's have a little class, Rick.
Yeah. That I have not seen those yet, but those are definitely targeting a certain demographic. So I was going to ask about your game. Like,
yeah.
I guess, is there a sort of competitive, like, do you know who's going to be the reader as you're crafting the story, or is that decided?
Yes.
I guess I wanted to clarify that.
Yeah, so the initial person...
So you would know.
Yeah, so the person who starts the round, the person who lays down the first card, and I think that's what's funny about this game, is that the person who starts the round, they're going to have to be the reader. So they want to start strong, knowing that they have to read this like some ridiculous character. But then, during the course of this thing, it's going to get all junked up. You know, you're gonna look and be like, what do I want this person to say? And you're gonna choose some crazy card from your hand. You know, you want it to make as much sense as possible. So you're not gonna apples to apples the thing and just put the stupidest answer possible. But you're gonna try to make it something hilarious, you know, as the person's reading. So you definitely know who it is that's gonna read, and you kind of want to bait that person into saying certain things.
Yeah, absolutely. That is something I wanted to clarify, because that definitely adds an interesting dynamic to being able to kind of insert stuff in there and know that this person's going to be responsible for orating that at the end of the day.
Yes.
So that's fun. Yeah, I think that was... I don't know. You have any other questions, Lena?
No questions per se about the game. I do have a comment. Zach knows how much I love... accents, so you know, the game is appealing to me in that respect. So so I do have to commend you there, that accents in that case are fun and can be really grating to him, but between us, he's not a fan of my I guess
Cockney British
that I got from Buffy the Vampire Slayer. So this concept might be a little triggering to him.
I feel like the only way that we can really know how that sounds is by you doing that on this podcast.
Yeah, obviously.
Oh, absolutely not.
Come on, listeners.
You're the one throwing out the bait on it. You like baited yourself.
I know I did.
I shouldn't have
teased.
Yeah, well, you know, this is exactly what I need.
It's not ready for public consumption.
That'll be for the Patreon listeners. That'll be, you know, all the supporters. We'll try to get that out there later on.
Special exclusive.
Yeah.
We keep promising Patreon donors something that we're never going to give them.
You know, maybe when we go live on Kickstarter, and if there's some way, you know, you can have us back on a special, maybe I'll do it then.
Yes.
Yeah. Tease for part two.
Yes.
There we go. That works. All right. So what do you guys think? Are you guys ready to judge these two terrible board game ideas?
Yeah, I think I've got the information I need.
Yeah. Yeah, me too.
So do you want to do it a 3-2-1
situation?
Yeah.
Yeah, and remind me what you both called them again. I just want to make sure I have the names right.
Oh, that's
in my
good.
Head.
I should probably look at that, because I don't even remember. Make the Grade was mine.
You're really attached to this one, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm feeling it.
Mine is called Read This Book.
All right, so do you want to just do count of three, and you'll say yours, and I'll say mine?
Yeah.
All right. 3, 2, 1,
make the grade.
Yes!
Oh.
Yes!
Oh, no.
So unexpected.
Now here's... I would love to provide, so here's
Yeah,
here's
I
my want to
provide
reason.
Context,
so,
too.
So I think ultimately,
I like
it
Rick
really,
better than Ryan. No,
it really hinges on like how much that was like a truly mundane task that got gamified.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's really the type of thing that is mind-numbing to a lot of people, and you manage to turn it into something that's like a fun little co-op, so sort of competitive experience. I really like Read This Book from like a party game perspective, though.
I do too. I think it sounds super fun, and I like the accent aspect to it a lot, especially if you add in like a bunch more people and even just have broader accents, not necessarily attached to a certain person. I think it would be great. I think it's just a super fun sounding game, but Continue. Sorry, I didn't mean to.
No, I mean, that's that, I'm 100% with you on
yeah,
that.
Yeah, and so the teaching game, I really liked the aspect of having the different dynamics of being able to mess with people. I like that a lot. I guess it kind of is similar to our game, and so I like that too. And it has a lot of mass appeal. Whereas I feel like the accent game is fun for parties and with a specific demographic, but might, you know, scare certain people who might be a little bit more,
stage fright.
Yes, to have stage fright and not want to do it in front of people, much like me not wanting to perform my Cockney accent on this show.
I will tell you that right before we started recording, I explained my game pitch to my wife. First of all, she's an avid book reader, so me putting read this book as a mundane task is probably super offensive to her. And then she's talking right behind me. I know she's going to kill me. And then the other part was when I explained it to her, she says, I would never play that. There's no chance you could get me to play that.
That is a strong sentiment.
Yeah. To be fair, she says that about all your games.
Yeah. That's true.
And when you did say read this book as a mundane task, I was like, I like reading. It was a little.
But that's
like,
my
aw.
Plans for tonight.
Yeah. Yeah. Ryan don't look at them words that good, so he don't like it too much.
That's good. Well, thank you, Lena. Thank you so much. Zach, thank you so much for coming on the podcast and being our guest judges. One more time, tell us where people can find updates about Zero Inbox.
Sure. You can go to zeroinboxgame.com or follow our social handles at Zero Inbox. The first O is a zero. Come check us out.
And I think, Ryan, in honor of Read This Book, you should have to do the outro as Christopher Walken. That's just my feelings about this.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you piece of crap. Hold on.
Who is Christopher? You know what? You can
get in character. Take a moment.
Pick any of them.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of how I'll do this.
Or you could do Cardi B.
You're telling me you can't figure out how to finish the episode. That's the best I got.
I can't. I can't. I don't know. I've done a Christopher Walken voice before. I can't think of how to do it right now and sitting in front of a microphone. Okay. Okay, you're going to have to
do it. If you want to vote either way for either Make the Grade or Read This Book, go to facebook.com/oneboardfamily, and it's turning into someone else now.
It's going somewhere else.
You know what? So. You guys vote on your favorite, which is obviously Make the Grade. And I guess if you click the wrong thing, you could vote for Read This Book.
That's fine.
And go over there, comment, and tell us which one was your favorite. And check us out on all the other social medias. And you know what, Ryan? Until next time, what can they do?
We'll see you at the table.
Punchboard Media,
where we all
bring something
to the table.
Pull up a chair
at punchboardmedia.com.